Pottawatomie Tribal Attorney General Jeff Crawford says his tribe is the state's largest taxpayer, but he says that could change if the Menominee Tribe wins approval for its $800 million casino in Kenosha. He says its location between Milwaukee and Chicago would siphon off customers from his tribe's gaming hall.
The Kenosha Casino clearly will have a severe economic impact on the future revenues and therefore adversely affect our payments to the state. And so we want that to be accounted for.
But Menominee Tribal Chair Michael Chapman says both casinos could prosper and create new jobs in the region.
It would be a win-win situation for the two tribes as well as southeastern Wisconsin. So we believe in a fair market, competitive environment that will only foster growth for both of us.
Governor Doyle will get the final say in approving the Kenosha Casino. Department of Administration Secretary Mark Morata says the state will likely try to renegotiate a deal former Governor Tommy Thompson made with the Menominee that required the tribe to pay 7.5% of the new casino's profit,
which we think for an off-reservation facility is very low.
Morata adds there are many obstacles facing the Kenosha Casino. Federal legislation now being drafted would allow tribes to veto any new off-reservation casinos that come within 200 miles of already existing ones. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.